Hi, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. There's no reason why I can't compete as an athlete at the Olympics. Stop laughing. If you forget about weight training, expensive coaches, diets, state-of-the-art gear, and the genetics to back it all up, there's very little left except bingo. All I have to do is convince the Olympic Committee to sanction bingo as a competitive sport. I personally am going to crash their next meeting with a bag of money and tell them why. Bingo! I always wanted to scream that out in a bingo hall, but never got the chance until recently. I found myself in a harshly lit basement land of dabbers, callers, and intense concentration punctuated by random yells. And there I was, just one number away from an inner round robin, and could feel the sweat beat up on my forehead, just like the time I knew I was going to get kissed by a girl I was not related to. Let's start at the beginning. I grew up in a city in New Jersey known for many things, mostly political. My mother had taken me to a bingo game at a local church hall. This was not the sort of fun I wanted. I thought about kicking, screaming, and throwing a tantrum, but this was just a couple of weeks ago. I figured, what the heck, maybe I'll have beginner's luck. We walked in an hour early, and the place was already filled with average people, looking for a little fun, and hoping for a big payoff. Players had staked out their favorite spots. You could just about see the board with the lighted numbers through the smoky haze. It looked like a firefighter's final exam. It was only a $2 admission, but then there were the specials. If you wanted in on the really big money for the evening, you had to purchase extra cards for special games. Playing only three or four times a week, my mother is on the verge of being a bingoholic. Actually, a true professional bingo player will seek out a game every day or night, even on vacation, in a foreign country, where top prizes are often small farm animals. The average non-player like you and me think that all you have to do is sit at a long table, place a chip on a number. That's as far from the truth as the downfall of Social Security. Bingo strategy transcends mere listen, scan, and win. That Lady Luck has a part in the player's strategy is evident in the fact that players line up their dabbers to form lucky shapes on their favorite table. People wear their lucky clothes and ink the cards with alternate hands to change their luck. So I went into training right then and there to be a bingo-limpian. The games began. My mother played 24 cards. I had 10. You could tell when people got one number away from a bingo. There would be an audible sigh throughout the room when a number was called, followed by hushed pleadings to God for the next number to be theirs. It was almost like hearing muted squeals like hands covering mouths on roller coasters. We were in a regular game, and my mother, always vigilant, checked out my cards and said, "You've got it. You've got bingo. Look." She was right. I was trying too hard to soak up the atmosphere and missed a number. In the excitement, I froze. I focused so hard on her words that I didn't know what to do. I entered that world where you feel faint when the blood leaves your head. Background sound was filtered out, and I heard her say, as if her voice was in a tunnel, "Go ahead, say it." I screamed, "Here, I got it!" I was so happy I won. It took a while for my money to be brought over, and I wondered if you tipped the attendant. The pot was $50, but I found out that 15 other people won. With a smile, she counted out $3.55. It was like winning the fight but going home with torn clothes. I never did yell out the word bingo, but give me 30 cards, a new dabber, and a set of blinders, coach, and I'll stand up during the last game and when bingo is called, race for the parking lot with the best of them. And that's your Radio Buzz.